This is Wade Bransky with the Chief Organizer's Report. Nurses are the frontline protection against healthcare AI dependence. A five-week nurses strike recently ended with hospitals in New York City. There have been other strikes around the country led by the National Nurses Union, SEIU, and other unions. Casual observers may read the headlines about wages and patient care, nod and keep going, believing it's the same old, same old. Reading a recent examination in Scientific American on the bumpy rollout of artificial intelligence in hospitals makes it pretty clear that there's a lot more going on with these job actions. Nurses have become the front line in holding AI accountable in hospitals. These stories are not for the weak of heart. Even for this staid and careful scientific journal, you know something is wrong when the subtitle of the article is AI is spreading through American medicine. When the system is wrong, the burden lands on those who never asked for a co-pilot in the first place. Yep, they're clear the first and last defense line of defense is the floor and specialist nurses. They lead with the story of sepsis, a stubborn killer prompted by infection and a major cause of death in U.S. hospitals. Many hospitals, including the one in Nevada where this case was based, have bought an artificial intelligence system which issues a warning when AI senses oncoming sepsis. The nurse attending the patient noticed she had a dialysis catheter, which would mean that her kidneys wouldn't be able to keep up. If she were flooded with IV fluids, it would then end up in her lungs. The charge nurse told him to do it anyway because of the sepsis alert generated by the hospital's artificial intelligence system. He refused, saving the patient based on his experience and individual analysis of the patient's need. But what stayed with the nurse was the waterfall of events prompted by the AI alert. A screen prompted urgency, which a protocol turned into an order. A bedside objection grounded in clinical reasoning landed as defiance. No one was acting in bad faith. Still, the tool pushed them to comply when the evidence right in front of them, the patient and her compromised kidneys, demanded the exact opposite. See what I mean? This is scary stuff. The article was full of similar examples and concerns expressed by nurses on the front line. Several hospital-level union leaders were quoted about their fears that AI was essentially just nowhere near prime time and absolutely not a substitute for nurses and doctors at the bedside. The hospitals universally demurred when contacted, claiming their use of AI was simply as another tool in the healthcare arsenal. But their comments ran as contradictions to nurses' own experiences. In fact, some of the companies producing and selling these AI solutions admitted they were still making improvements and newer versions were better. Gulp, that's a bit frightening as well, making patients and their hospitals the guinea pigs on this AI learning curve between life and death. Some hospitals had abandoned the AI systems after a year's trial. Some systems they bought, believing they would save time and hours, turned out to be duds or only produced marginal advantages. Hospitals are rationalized buying and deploying these AI systems to produce more efficient care and deal with persistent staffing shortages. Nonetheless, it is impossible to read all of this and not come away with a better understanding of why nurses are demanding more staffing and better patient ratios and the money to allow them to continue to ply their professions. I started reading the pieces of supporter already, but the more I understood their stories and digested the lame rationalizations of the hospitals, the more I was wishing there might be a general nurses strike everywhere to protect us all whenever we're forced to go into a hospital. This is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.